It's Patriots Friday, which means it's time for a four-pack of questions for the Pats and the Jets. Second go-round here, Keith, so we're going to get away from some of our normal standard questions that we do.
We're going to change the game up a little bit.
We're not talking to Jets jerseys and who we want off the Jets because we've already done that.
Right.
We did it back in week three. So what do we have this week, Billy? All
right. Question one, who will be coaching the Jets next season?
Oof. So they fired Robert Saleh.
Yep.
And now they have, Ulbrich?
Yeah, Jeff Ulbrich.
Jeff Ulbrich.
Yep.
It won't be him.
No.
I can't imagine.
God, no.
It won't be him. I'm going to go with the guy. I think maybe, so a lot of times teams go from offense to defense, defense to offense.
I'm
going to say they throw a ton of money at Ben Johnson and try to figure it out with Ben Johnson, because the way things are trending, it's also not going to be Aaron Rodgers. And so you might want to get a guy that can help develop the next great quarterback, give yourself a chance. So I'll say they start all over, and it's Ben Johnson.
Okay, so I agree with your logic. They're going to go to the offensive side of the ball. They had Robert Saleh. It didn't work. They need an offensive guy. That's 100% going to be how they approach it. I don't think they're going to want to pay Ben Johnson or Bobby Slowick or names like that, like the hot up-and-coming offensive coordinator. Even Liam Cohen in Tampa is another name I thought of. You know who feels like a Jets coach, Keith?
Who's that?
Your guy, Cliff Kingsbury.
Ooh.
1 year, rehabs, Jaden Daniels
King
is
of
good.
New York.
Cash is in that chain.
Yeah, good.
He feels so much like Adam Gase, it's not even funny.
No, he's
like,
better than Adam Gase. He's not doing crazy eyes at
Adam
the press conference.
Gase, he might. Adam Gase as a...
He's very handsome, man.
Speaking as a crazy-eyed man.
That's true.
I could see that going. New York.
Throw some money at Cliff Kingsbury.
City that never sleeps. You get those crazy eyes going.
Yeah.
No, that Adam Gase feels like good coordinator, bad head coach.
Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury, same thing. That feels like the kind of guy New York would go after.
But offensive guy.
Offensive guy, retread. He feels like he'd want it because I don't think he can be picky and choosy like Ben Johnson or Bobby Slowick.
And they'd have to throw a ton of money at Ben Johnson.
Cliff Kingsbury.
New York.
Cliff Kingsbury
is
my pick.
You remember when Adam Gase had that press conference and his eyes were all wild and somebody photoshopped a taco? Like a moving taco, and it was just him looking at the taco.
What do you think? What do you think the other foods were that like got left on the scrappy? Where they're like that
burgers,
burger,
pizza,
a hot dog.
Gotta put a taco.
Two of taco.
Bang. Do like an emoji of a taco. And
comedy
he's like following it around.
Comedy gold. Like honestly, taco was so perfect. Could have been an ice cream.
Yeah.
Nah. That hot dog, hamburger. Nah.
There's been a bunch of press conferences recently where if you were the GM or even the owner, you had to have been like, we should fire this guy. We just made a huge mistake.
I've made a huge mistake.
Matt Patricia.
Yeah.
Now, Sirianni actually righted the ship, but his was one of the all-time worst ones.
Yeah, and it was a tell that he's a wild man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then
Adam Gase, you're like, oh, we've made a huge mistake.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
What?
That was Sirianni.
That's the first part. Yeah,
next
Sirianni.
Thing that's very important to me is that we build a smart football team.
All right.
Okay.
How do we do that?
Check those boxes.
Yep. Yeah, no, okay.
So you go with
Ben Johnson.
I'm going Cliff Kingsbury. Right. What's next, Billy?
Where does Aaron Rodgers rank all time for quarterbacks?
Woo! I probably have him higher than most. I like Aaron Rodgers. Now, you can't put him crazy high because...
Can you not?
He's only won one Super Bowl, and he's had good teams, and he's gotten close, and he has struggled in those games.
Okay.
I think I still have him fifth.
So that's exactly where I have him.
Oh, you do?
That is exactly where I have him. Okay, so when you said crazy high... He's clearly, like...
I don't think a lot of people would put him in the top five.
Okay. Well, who do you have ahead of him?
We're ballsy enough to do it. Brady Mahomes.
I bet we have the same... maybe I have him six. I'm sorry. I didn't even think
Brady,
about... I'm an idiot. I didn't even think about Mahomes. How did I miss Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes,
so
either of them?
I have him six. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. So you have him five. I have him six. How did I forget Mahomes? I don't even know how. Brady, Mahomes, Montana.
Yep.
Manning.
Yeah, which sucks, but I think he has to be four. He's won so many MVPs.
Elway.
Are you like Elway more than Rodgers?
Yes. I mean, but whatever. So we're parsing. He's
five or six.
He's in that area.
Big Otto Graham guys.
Where do you got?
No,
Bart Jones.
Where do you got Johnny U?
Yeah. Man,
Johnny U.
My bad.
I'm an idiot for forgetting Mahomes.
Buckman.
But who are the other names you like debate in the same area? Favre.
Marino. Yeah, Favre. I like Rodgers over Favre. More MVPs, same number of Super Bowls.
I mean, he won a Super. Like for all we could say that he didn't win enough, I'd say the same thing about Manning.
Less graphic pictures.
But he did win
allegedly
a Super Bowl, and he was a four-time MVP.
Yeah, no, the dude's a stud.
And he was a Super Bowl MVP. Like, when you're talking about not Aaron Rodgers present day, but his career,
yeah,
I think he's top five-ish. I guess I do have him just outside.
Do you like Kelly or Aikman or any of those guys?
No.
Yeah, not on that level.
I mean, I like Steve Young more than both of them.
Oh, you do?
I like Steve Young more than both Aikman. I know Aikman won three times, but Young was better.
Yeah.
And better than Jim Kelly. So, like, is Aikman, like, the back end of the top 10? Maybe. probably not, actually. Is Jim Kelly and those guys back into the top 10? But I would say, like, Marino, Favre, Steve Young, like, I'd have him in that grouping. I personally would have him after Elway, but I don't think that's crazy to have him ahead of Elway.
Kurt Warner was pretty good. I know it was a small time, but he was so good for like a handful of years.
And he got there with a second franchise.
MVPs, Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl win. But yeah, I think he's...
You have him five, I have him six.
I have him five, you have him six.
Okay, I think that's about right. Again, we're arguing over Elway and those two careers. Yeah, yeah. I would be on the Elway side of that, but we're
in the
same
vicinity. Dude, get out of here with
Breeze.
People texted in Drew Breeze.
Okay, but how about Breeze or Aikman?
Aikman.
I think I'd take Breeze.
Breeze was just like a dome quarterback that they celebrated the first down record.
Do you know Aikman's numbers? They're horrendous.
How about those Super Bowl rings?
I
can't hear him over the rings.
I get it, but like Breeze couldn't have won with those teams.
It was a different time, though. It's hard to compare yards then to yards now. Drew Breeze missed the playoffs a bunch of years.
Do you know what Troy Aikman's high in touchdowns was?
25.
23. Yeah. Do you know how many times he threw more than 20 touchdowns?
Four.
That was it. You just heard it. 23. That's
really?
It. Yes.
I bet they were all to Michael Irvin.
So
seriously,
like,
you know what's weird about that?
Look
up Troy Aikman's stats.
Aikman, when we were kids, he was so awesome.
Yeah.
And like that's my image of him, but the numbers are real bad with
Troy
Aikman.
Drew Breeze is wildly overrated.
Fine. But he's better than Aikman.
I'm not going to like go crazy about that. But what's funny, I looked this up a while ago because, you know,
what was your question? Aikman and Irvin?
Yes. Troy Aikman, you're like, oh, they didn't throw much. And then so you're like, how good are Irvin's numbers? No, Irvin's numbers were incredible.
Yeah, no, Irvin was great. And like, Emmitt was great. Aikman was.
But he clearly only threw to Irvin. Like, the numbers are the same. Like, Aikman's stats are Irvin's stats.
That 23 touchdown season, Irvin had 7.
Okay. All right, that's less than I thought.
But he did have 1,400.
Alvin Harper must have been a monster.
But he had like half the yards, right? Yeah. Or like more than half the yards.
He had 14 of Aikman's 3,400 yards.
Yeah, so he's throwing to him like every time.
Yeah. But Alvin Harper, monster. One good year.
Yeah.
Then he went to Tampa.
Yep.
Okay, Billy, what else we got?
Will the Jets make the playoffs this year?
No. Next question.
So they won't. Let me answer this for a second because I thought they were going to be in the Super Bowl this year. I thought it was going to be Packers Jets Super Bowl. Yeah, I did.
Oh, Rodgers against the Packers. I mean, good narrative.
But like I said, it takes a big man to admit when he's wrong, and today I am that big man. They are not going to make the Super Bowl. They are not going to make the playoffs. They're going to win this Sunday. They're going to get to 3-5. But like we said, it doesn't even really count. You haven't beaten a real football team yet, and you're 3-5. So no, they're a disaster. They're not going to make the playoffs.
They will not. I'm getting a lot of pushback. I'm an idiot for forgetting Mahomes, but Mahomes over Montana, right?
Yo, yeah,
definitely.
Dude, Mahomes.
Yeah,
Mahomes.
I'm an idiot for forgetting Mahomes. I don't know how I didn't remember him.
Insane.
But Mahomes over Montana for sure. All right, what's our last question?
What Jet do you hate the most?
Ooh,
most hateable Jet.
They got a lot of hateable Jets. I'm going to go with Bart Scott.
Definitely.
That's yours too?
That's 100% the one. It is. I'd like one from like more my childhood, but like, the whole can't wait thing was just, it was infuriating.
But there's also that brief little hiccup where they beat you in a big game.
Yep.
Right? So there's only 09 and 10 were they any good. Like they sucked prior to that. They've sucked for the most part after that. So they were actually competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you blew them out in the regular season, they beat you in the playoffs. And he's just obnoxious. So I would say.
Does Rex count?
Yeah, I was going to say, would Rex count?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess Rex should count, actually. Just
you think so?
Jet.
It's not a Jet player. He's a Jet. Rex would be a good one.
Yeah, Rex would be a good one. No, Bart Scott was sort of the face of that because I always kind of liked Revis. I was like, Revis is nasty. And then he came a Patriot later.
Yeah, and when you're younger, you know.
Curtis Martin?
Well, I was going to say.
I was mad that he was there.
You're not going
to
hate Curtis Martin. No. You loved I know you love Keyshawn.
I loved Keyshawn.
I didn't love Keyshawn. I appreciate Keyshawn a little more now the older I get, but like watching that in real time, I didn't like
I probably
Keyshawn.
Didn't like Wayne Corbett because I did like Keyshawn.
Yeah.
But
like, give Keyshawn the ball.
But they really didn't have any hateable quarterbacks until Zach Wilson, but then he was so bad that you're like, whatever.
I didn't really like Pennington.
See, I was like, whatever. He's just out there.
Yeah, but I didn't really like
him. Okay.
You know, I'm like, how is this guy making plays on this team? His arm doesn't even work.
It's odd.
That bothered me.
Couldn't throw it.
I guess I was really being angry at the Patriots, I'm like, how is this guy making plays? He can't throw.
Yeah. First round pick.
Robotic arm.
Probably reconstructed arm,
yeah,
too.
I think it was.
It, right?
I think, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
a little pea shooter. The guy had a good career, though.
Good, healthy debate going on about the quarterbacks where Aaron Rodgers fits. Keep those coming. 37937. Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or on the phone, 617-779-7937. That's our Friday 4-pack.